Lesovna Joffine, The Life Journey of Georg Franz August von Buquois. When making one's philosophical way through the world, according to Georg Franz August von Buquois, one must not only be a good observer of nature, but must also be thoughtful with mathematical, speculative, and meditative abilities. One must be a sensitive person, gifted with poetic insights, a person who lets herself, himself, be carried away on the wings of fantasy. Buquois' path through life undoubtedly encouraged him in this view. He came to Bohemia with his father and siblings in 1787. During his studies, the interest of the young count was drawn to a wide range of scientific disciplines, but mainly to the queen of sciences, mathematics, which forms an important part of his Naturphilosophie. In 1803, at the age of 22, Georg Franz August von Buquois inherited his uncle's property in southern Bohemia. From 1806, following his marriage to Countess Maria Gabriella von Rotenhan, 1784 to 1863, the newlyweds lived in her family chateau of Rotenhaus, now Červený Hradec, in the Krušné Hory Mountains, or at the chateau in Gratzen, now Nové Hrady. They spent the winters at the Malostrana Palace in Prague or in Vienna.